Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I didn't sign up for something, and I'm on my computer, and I'm reading that today's charge will be $59.89. I didn't put my card number in, and I don't know who but sponsors Bits Hub. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Zip code is 07481. Marcia Ryan.
07481?
Yeah.
I've run in primaries. I've run in tough elections. I've won most of them. I've lost some too. But I'm used to, you know, to change things, you have to be willing
complete
to
order. I don't know what they're doing. I entered a sweepstakes. A special offer. No. It was through Costco.
Yes, ma'am. Could you spell your last name?
R-E-I-N, as in Nancy.
R-E-I-N.
Yes, as in Nancy.
Yes, I mean, could you spell your first name as well?
M-A-R-S-H-A. And at the end of everything, it says, today's charge will be $59.89. No.
Yes, I'm. Could it be under a different name?
No, it was Costco asking for me to take a survey. I did sweepstakes, entering. I didn't know it was sweepstakes.
Yes, and did you enter that sweepstakes? Like, did you put your card information in?
I'm sorry, what was the last sentence?
Did you enter the sweepstakes? Did you put your card information in?
No, I didn't put my card information in. I put my address and.
If you didn't put your card information in, then you weren't entered into the sweepstakes.
Okay, that works for me. It wasn't what I was. It was a Costco survey. You know, do you like shopping there? That kind of thing. How often do you go? Which sounded like, you know, answer these questions fine, and then you'll get something at the end. And then there were big things, but I clicked on something, and I put in my address where it was to be mailed. Free of charge, and then all of a sudden came this, I have to pay 58, whatever. I didn't, because I didn't put any card in or anything.
Yes, sir. In order to be eligible for that contest, you'd have to be enrolled in our app. But if you didn't put your card information in, you didn't enter the contest.
Well, it followed, thank you, and the next one, and you have 4 minutes left, you have 3 minutes left, you have 2 minutes left. And then here it says final step payment. And now this is something different. And now they're saying enter your credit card. And then people who won today's charge will be $59.89. You will gain admittance to our sponsors by the Bits Hub app on a monthly subscription. And you can cancel at any time. I'm canceling. I mean, I just don't know what this popped up.
In order to be in a subscription, you would have to pay for it. In order to pay for it, you would have to put your card information in. If you haven't entered your card information, you wouldn't be in the subscription, so there's nothing to cancel. With that zip code and first and last name, there's no accounts being made, or there was no account made.
Just by having my name and address there is not making an account. Is that what you're saying?
You would have to pay for the subscription.
Well, I don't even know what it's a subscription to.
It's for a meal planning app.
I'm sorry, for a what planning? A meal planning?
That's correct. For meal prep.
What was that last sentence?
For meal prep, like weekly meal preps.
Oh, meal preps, which had nothing to do with how I started out this.
When you do those surveys and try to pick a gift at the end, that is a contest entry. You have to be enrolled in our app because that's where they're picking the winners from.
Okay. All right. So everything I did is nothing, right?
You would have to put your card information in.
Okay. Otherwise, I can forget about it. Wonderful. No, I'm not putting my card in. I mean, it doesn't even begin to say any of that.
Yes, and you just say that it does say that it's a sweepstakes, and then it says that you'll be billed the $56. It's on the website.
Well, I never saw that website. I mean, I saw Costco, which is a place I go to. So
it's the website, as in on the survey.
Okay, I really can read, and I didn't see it then. Okay, my bad. But okay, I don't belong, and I didn't do anything, right? Done?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your looking at it for me. Bye.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Right. Bye. You too.